Howdy, folks. Please keep your hands and arms inside the train and remain seated at all times. Now then, hang on to them hats and glasses.
Quiet, we're on the air.
This is a Kitty Pod production. The Keep It To Yourself podcast is recorded on the ancestral lands of both the Mohawk and Mohican tribes.
From Television City in Hollywood.
Welcome to episode number, get this, 200 of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. As ever, the most above average podcast ever to hit your ear holes. My name, of course, and as always, is Jason Bullitt.
The regulator, innovator, dominator, creator, updater, pussy imitator, assassinator, baby.
I'm the man the hour, the man with the power.
The man the hour, whoa, too sweet to be sour, Jack.
They call me Mr. Tibbs.
I'm your friend.
That's right, it's me, Smokey Bear.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Hi, boys and girls, I'm Jimmy Carl Black. I'm the Indian of the group.
Gosh, what a neat guy.
Howdy, Savage, I know your
mustache is crooked.
Hang on, baby Jesus, this is going to get bumpy.
And would you come and loop my stretch bar?
You done messed up, Aaron.
But we don't have the chaputzvah to do it.
I don't fool with no horses, boy. Come on, man. What we doing out there, man?
We're gonna do Stonehenge tomorrow.
No, we're not gonna fucking do Stonehenge.
That's terrible.
Honestly, what the fuck are we doing here?
The cream of the crop! Nobody does it better.
Baby, baby.
And I'm coming to you, as I've done for most of these 200 episodes, from the rolling hills of Saratoga County, New York. We're getting into Thanksgiving 2023, so this is a double celebration by all accounts. And as I mentioned just moments ago, it's also our 200th episode. I'll have some reflections on that when we get to the end of the show. But let's start with the social media plugs here. You can follow this podcast on Instagram at Keep It To Yourself Podcast. There's also the Facebook page, facebook.com/KITYS Podcast. And then the world's loneliest email, KITYPod@gmail.com. So there's that. As I've done for most of these episodes, what I'm doing is the vanity portion. And this has been what's going on in the life of one J. Michael Bullitt. Well, there's been some big changes around here, mainly because my dad finally came home from this rehabilitation hospital in Schenectady. He suffered a stroke, for those of you who have been hiding under a rock the last few months, and given what's going on in the world, I don't blame you. What with what's going on in the Middle East and everything, you know, all that stuff, some of it anyway. But getting back to the lecture at hand, if I may, my dad came home last Friday of October, and I've been taking the role of caretaker for him. Now, I'm not helping him directly. What I'm doing is, you know, cleaning the house, getting groceries for everybody. His fiance Nancy has been with us the whole time, and ever since then she hasn't seen her home in North Adams, Massachusetts. And this Thanksgiving we're going to be going out to her daughter's place for Thanksgiving celebrations. I'll let you know how all that went, and on Thanksgiving, unlike any other, at least for me anyway, when we get to episode 201. And also, there's now talk of going into outpatient care, because for the past month or so, since my dad's been home, there have been all manner of nurses coming in, you know, speech therapy, occupational therapy, physical therapy, one thing or another. And one nurse has come in to check his vitals every so often. Well, my dad's fiance, God bless her, been making calls to all sorts of places. In fact, as I record this just today, the place they wanted to go back to where my dad had this rehab done, they got the referral, but how's this for a catch? They're booked up till sometime after the holidays. We got to get this done too sweet.
Come on, man. What are we doing out there, man?
That'll be out sometime next week. So that's why I haven't had time to record the podcast. I've been busy taking care of my dad. So many apologies for that, but I also thank you for your understanding and your cooperation in that regard. So I've been doing some me time because it'd be good for my mental health. I've been working from home, which has been a real asset. So it's been the usual mix of meetups, playing cribbage once a month, all that. I don't want to bore you too much with that because we got a celebration to go on to get here, or to go on here. Happy anniversary, happy anniversary, happy anniversary. Oh, no. Party pooper, if ever there was any. Happy 200th episode, buddy. Thanks, and you're welcome to it. Now get out of here. Crash the party. Wouldn't want him at Thanksgiving dinner, I'll tell you. Well, he just made a brief appearance. But going from people I don't like to people I actually do, I've had some friends of mine who are going to be making random appearances throughout the show, and they're going to be giving yours truly their well wishes on this most illustrious occasion of two centuries worth of Kitty Pod episodes. And here come two of them now. Police take notice.
Hi, this is Frank Sicari, wishing Jason and the Keep It To Yourself podcast congratulations on 200 episodes. Cannot believe it. Absolutely amazing. Great job, Jay. Here, 200 more.
JB, it's your boy AP out west. Just calling in to say congratulations on 200 episodes of the Keep It To Yourself podcast, the best damn podcast to ever hit your ear holes. It's been a wild ride, man. I was happy to be part of it. A couple milestone episodes, and look forward to doing the same throughout the next 200. Congratulations, my man. Looking forward to doing another one.
It was a stone groove, my man. You are the most righteous.
Yeah, right. Just get the fuck out, man. Let's go. Shit. Come on.
That was Frank Sicari and Adam Parada in that order you just heard. And there'll be more greetings as we get towards the end of the show. So there you have it right there. Well, my dad's medical troubles of late dovetail nicely, or something like that, into the main event of this episode. We've already had the appetizers, but hopefully it's positive vibes only going the rest of the way as we bring out the 2023 Best of Tony Kornheiser Show mailbag jingles, which sadly don't really get on the podcast anymore, but there they are on Jerry Negrelli's website, littlesongs.net. That's where all these were pulled from. Though my dad's had his health problems as of late, then again, so has Dr. Grandpa Hoff Woff, as you're going to hear in this jingle by the incomparable Robert Berg to start things off. Let's dig in, shall we?
Suggests that my pain's just the pain of some regular guy
Are you so bad? You told me that you tried to reach me before you had called. Now you're making me mad. Before you pretend to beseech me, do you know who I am? It's my back. Don't be jerks. Don't you know how health insurance works? It's my back. That's what's what. My S1 and my L5 are shot. I can't drive. I can't sleep. Just because you're all so bloody cheap. It's a shame. Did you bums? I'll take lessons in customer service from Capital One. Ba-da-da-da-da.
Spider-bite, it's the source of our recent fright. It's so hot to the touch. Does it hurt? Not so much. Who knows? Could be a spider bite. This sciatica is the cause of great pain. And this latest curse won't improve his health gain. Spider bite, is that right? I'm a doctor, but not that kind. He's amassed wealth and fame, but his stretching is still his lane. Does he need a small operation? Might lead to amputation. Could be a spider bite.
Something incredibly painful on my left foot, a bunion.
Ooh. Oh.
It really hurts.
I told you about the pain in my leg. It hurts so bad it near made me pay. Well, I don't know the pain you should know. Yeah, it hurts by my toe. Walking down the Lust Street Ferry. The agony just won't go away. I told you that keeps scheming in me, man. His first advice is always use ice, man. So Lizzo says that Mayo agrees. Oh, the bunion must freeze. Looking for some med help for free, yeah. Podiatrist, please email me, yeah. I think I have a bad bunion.
I just looked up bunion treatment.
Oh. Okay. Well, what a way to start, gang. First off, the incomparable Robert Berg. Then we had a double shot of Brad Weiss. Then Steve Lipton. And of all people, Joe Arrow. To finish off this segment of jingles related to Dr. Grandpa Hoffwaff's health problems. Again, comparatively benign compared to what my old man's been going through of late. Well, hold on. I'm getting something in my ear here. Oh, it's a fly. Actually, there might be a toothpaste shortage. Is that true? I wonder who we could turn to in times like these.
Grab that paste! Give the tube a squeeze! Plug in your quip! Avoid the gum disease! When it comes to brushing teeth, Crest or Colgate, ask everyone you meet. Crest or Colgate, choose a side and take a seat. Crest or Colgate. Now brush it. Brush your teeth. Brush them up. Brush them straight. Control your tartar. It's not too late to brush it.
Brush it good.
That was Anthony Beeson with his parody of the Devo hit Whip It called Brush It. I thought it was, when I saw the title at littlesongs.net, I thought it was going to be a parody of the Salt and Pepper song Push It. Salt and Pepper, too, as they're well known. Again, it's late, folks. All right, folks, a bit of light relief here from Neil in Rockville.
Here comes Tony's mailbag with emails, faxes, and notes. Here comes Tony's mailbag, gonna read some for
I guess we're all out of good ones.
Gary Braun with a cameo right at the end. Well, despite all that, 2023 marked the second year in a row that La Cheeserie Night took place at NBT Bank Stadium in Syracuse, New York, home of the Syracuse Mets. Here's Elliot Olshansky to put the feelings into song.
La Cheeserie, this year you can bring Chessie. September 5th, it's a Tuesday night. If you're biking to the park, do wear white, because the Mets GM is Jason Smorall. He and Jake Hafner say come one and all. Loyal littles, everybody's coming down to meet the Mets Mets of Syracuse Town. Of Syracuse Town. Eat it, Saliza.
And if you want to hear a little's view of all the goings-on that night, listen to the episode of the Lolos podcast with Chuck and Roxy. Shout out to them, and I'll mention them later on towards the end of the show. Well, Dan Byrne has become a big favorite among the littles. He's this folk singer who earlier this year played at Cafe Lena in Saratoga Springs, New York, yours truly's hometown. He'll be doing so again first weekend in February as he gets back on tour. Well, we decided to let Joe Arrow take the mic once again to sing the praises, not of Victor Wembanyama, but of somebody else, another Jason, in fact, who has become a big hit among the littles, like Mr. Byrne himself.
Jason locking for a, Jason locking for a, Jason locking for a, Jason locking for a. He likes to take Copper out for a walk, and he does a great accent like a guy from Dundalk. For NFL inside, he's the man. Does a show on 105.7 The Fan. Jason locking for a, Jason locking for a, Jason locking for a. Jason locking for a, Jason locking for a, Jason locking for a. Likes his Royal Ball Chicken and Natty Bows. You can see him all massive when you watch the O's. You know Mr. Tony digs him the most, and you can read his stories in the Washington Post. Jason Lockett for, Jason Lockett for, Jason Lockett for a. Jason Lockett for, Jason Lockett for a, Jason Lockett for a.
As ESPN's Neil Everett once said, if some is good, more is better. We're going to close out this segment with a double shot of Joe Arrow, including the annual Thanksgiving tradition to close out this segment. Enjoy.
So you want to hear the title is far, then listen now to what I say. Just go get a Callaway club and book a time to go out and go for the green. Then when the round is through, if your group has won, you get the whole jimmy done.
for the Tony Show, for Shad and his haiku, for goddesses and monkey pics, although they usually lose, for Neil in Rockville and Trots, 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 for 23 Skidoo, for learning how he boils his eggs, bocce balls and moose cans too. So have something to eat, just don't have the red meat. Turkey might be fine, so pour yourself some wine.
Ooh, I love this show. Ah. What a way to end it. That was very nice. Very appropriate, too. Well, you heard from the Littles and their jingles, even though they're not played on the Tony Kornheiser Show anymore. Just all these variations of the original Gary Braun mailbag jingle from 30-plus years ago. But it's still great to hear. Just trying to keep the tradition alive as much as I can. So I thank you for your indulgence in that regard. All right, folks. We got one more shout out here, speaking of the Washington, D.C. metropolitan area. And here's Holly Sampson with some greetings as we wrap it up here.
Hey, Jason. It's Holly from the nation's capital. Congratulations on 200 episodes. Keep it up.
Thank you, Holly Sampson, and happy Thanksgiving to you and yours, and also holiday greetings to my podcasting brethren and sistren as we get ready to do the pod shout-outs. First up, GFA Live, greetings from Allentown, Peter Winston and Keith Langston. Live watch an episode of WWF Superstars that aired on April 15th, 1989. This is where Sherry Martel becomes manager of the Macho Man Randy Savage. You can follow Peter and his podcast on Twitter at GF Allentown. I know it's called X, but I ain't going to call that. I'm sticking to Twitter. The 24-inch podcast. Steve Bennett, Dave Rollins, and Steve's daughter Paula did a deep dive into Hulk Hogan's match with the late, great Robert Traylor, known to wrestling fans as the Big Boss Man. And on his main podcast, The Sportscasters, Steve talked with Joe Buck of ESPN, formerly of Fox Sports, you heard of him, and Roger McDowell. You can follow Steve on Twitter at @thesports_casters and on Instagram at @thesportscasters. The Loyal Littles podcast, I mentioned Chuck and Roxy earlier in passing. They had Nick Mariano on the show earlier, and the Thanksgiving episode with Bob Sproul and surprise guests, so far as I can make out, will be released sometime after this episode is dropped. You can follow Chuck and Roxy on Twitter at Loyal Littles Pod and on Instagram at The Loyal Littles Podcast. 1 in 36 from the Anderson Center for Autism. Now, before I give the guests here, actually, I'll do it right now. Ken and Daniel Trush with Daniel's Music Foundation were on the most recent episode. And it's confession time here, folks. I was going to have Eliza Bazinski from the Anderson Center as my guest for this 200th episode. But since we got close to Thanksgiving and all these extenuating circumstances I mentioned at the top of the show, we were unable to have something like that take place. Hopefully in the not too distant future. Early 2024 AD. By the way, Mystery Science Theater 3000 getting ready for the Thanksgiving Day Marathon. It's going to be supersized this year. It's going to run 2 days. Incroyable. But anyway, you can follow the Anderson Center for Autism on Twitter at Anderson Autism and on Instagram at Anderson Center for Autism. And every Friday or every weekend, the Lawrence Ross Show from Huntsville, Alabama. Follow my mans on social media at Blind Lawrence. This podcast is available on Apple Podcasts, on Google Podcasts, Spotify, Overcast, Podcatcher, name inserted here. He said rather haltingly. If the podcatcher to which you're listening to, like Apple Podcasts, has rating and or review capabilities, do yourself a mitzvah, or favor if you will, and help get the next 200 episodes up and off the ground. leave yours truly a 5-star rating and a good write-up. I certainly appreciate that. And if the podcatcher that you usually use does not have this podcast, you probably pirated somebody's phone over Thanksgiving dinner, even though this is going to drop before. But just the same, take the RSS feed from the show notes, put it in the podcatcher, and you're good to go. Thanks in advance for all your support, not only through this episode, but the 199 plus that came before. All right, folks, we've had a big feast here. I know you're well sated. We just had dessert. We just had the main course and all that. But this is also the 200th episode of the Keep It To Yourself podcast. And I feel like a little reflections in order. And some thanks, too. I'm speaking off the cuff, so if I have little gaps in between one way of speaking and another, you'll have to forgive me. I beg your indulgence in that regard. I'm going to keep this brief, and I'm not one for getting all schmaltzy and syrupy and having more sap than all the maple trees in Vermont. But I want to say that when I started this podcast 6+ years ago, sometime after my mom passed away, I never thought I'd be able to do 200 episodes. I mean, you've been at this as long as I have. It's like, whoa, how does he stand it? Well, I've had the support of all of you out there listening, dear friends and listeners. And it's appropriate that this milestone episode and these words are recorded just 2 days before Thanksgiving 2023. And I'm thankful, and I'm grateful, and I'm just truly blessed, if you want to put it that way, that I've had the support and me being receptive towards your feedback, good, bad, or indifferent. So with that out of the way, thank you again for your support over 200 episodes. I truly appreciate it. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. And it's in that spirit, I wish all of you and your families a happy, safe, and bountiful Thanksgiving. Much love to you all. Here's to the next 200. Salute. So again, thanks for listening to this episode and the 199 plus that came before it. I'll talk to you next time to recap the Thanksgiving festivities. And as always, and above all else, wait for it. Wait for it. Keep smiling. Otis lives. Love you, Mom. And Uncle Sid. And you too, Dad. Keep fighting. The Keep It To Yourself podcast is recorded in front of a live studio audience.
Hey, Cleveland! Wake up! The show's over!
Oh, yeah! Kick it!
As God is my witness, I thought turkeys could fly.